Chapter 1. Cash. For the second time in 2 days, Cash gassed up his truck to make the trip from Spring Creek to Bozeman. The thing tourists like these LA girls didn't, no, couldn't understand was just how big Montana is. There's no such thing as a quick trip from Spring Creek to anywhere, let alone an airport. But the tourists who came to Rocking M to escape the big city for a week or two had no concept of what the word remote meant until the lights of Bozeman were in the rearview mirror and ahead, only mountains, pastures, and stars as far as the eye could see. And no targets either. That was always the real shocker for them. Madison Keller, he said under his breath, not for the first time. She'd be blonde, tan, of course, perfect teeth and hair. And she'd be wearing some wannabe cowgirl getup. He'd met more than his fair share of California girls since a developer had bought their family ranch and turned it into a resort for rich city folks looking to play cowboy. Cash topped off his gas, then climbed back into the cab of his truck and adjusted his hat. He had a 3-hour trip ahead of him, but at least he had the latest Nicholas Sparks book to keep him company. The other guys at the ranch gave him a hard time for listening to girly books, but he didn't care. A good story was a good story, no matter who wrote it. Usually, a good story would make the drive go faster, but not when he had to miss out on breaking new horses in order to pick up some ditzy blonde who'd somehow missed her connection in Salt Lake City, landing her in Bozeman the day after he'd picked up the rest of the guests coming into the resort. By the time he pulled into the airport parking lot, all he wanted was a good stretch and a nap. Unfortunately, he didn't have time for a nap, but he would get in a leg stretching since he'd have to meet Miss Keller in baggage. Any woman who couldn't find her way onto a plane before it took off might not be able to make it out of the airport on her own. At least that's what Mr. Early told him. Cash knew the truth, though. Whenever a really wealthy client showed up, Mr. Early liked to give them the special treatment, which meant sending a member of the original ranch family to the airport for pickup. People liked to hear the story of how Cash's family settled the remote area way back in the 1890s and grew the ranch into one of the biggest around, with generations of the Murdochs living nearby or working on the ranch. He always left out the part about his dad selling it to get back at Cash for leaving, and the part about how he was only biding his time because Mr. Early was paying him enough that he'd be able to buy a place within the next year. Mr. Early didn't know that was Cash's plan, but Cash didn't care. He was socking away every penny he could to start a new life on his own land. He didn't care where that place was, as long as it was somewhere in Montana. Luckily, there was still plenty of Montana to go around, just as long as all the Californians only came to visit, not to stay. Cash crossed the street from the parking lot to baggage claim, tipping his hat to the woman in the truck who'd stopped for him. According to Miss Keller's flight info, her plane had landed a few minutes before. He'd picked up his pace in order to make it to the bottom of the escalator before she did. She was expecting to meet him, and while he didn't think she'd be there right away, given her track record with timeliness, he didn't want to take a chance that he'd miss her. He got to their planned meeting spot just as a group of people came down the escalator. Most of them were wearing cowboy hats, but Cash nodded to the one guy wearing a cowboy's hat. It looked like it had been stomped by more than one brone. And the cowboy did too. Every time Cash saw a bow-legged cowboy with a smashed-up nose or a scar running like barbed wire across his face, he had to laugh at the romantic notion some women had of what cowboys look like.